Welcome to TV Studies 101. I am Dr. Charles Nichols, and before we get started with my main topic of this episode, I just wanted to let all the listeners out there know that I now am on Twitter, and you can follow me, and please tweet me any ideas, suggestions on certain TV shows that you may want to hear discussed on TV Studies 101. And it's just that. My Twitter handle is at TV Studies 101. So please follow me and tweet me. And don't forget my next podcast, or should I say pod class, because that's really what I like to call it. My next pod class, I'll be having on Dominic Flamingo, or as you might know him out there in the sports world as the Big Flamingo. He's a local sports radio announcer here in central New Jersey, and I'll be having him on the show to discuss the modern day connection between sports and television and how integral it is with all, the huge hubbub of the Super Bowl, how it grows bigger and bigger every year. And right here in my very own state of New Jersey, we're having the Super Bowl here next January, so we'll have a lot to talk about. And I'm sure he'll has a lot of knowledge about this because, after all, he is a sports radio announcer and he is the Big Flamingo. Well, anyway, let's get right down to business for this episode on TV Studies 101. And, it's a show anybody that was maybe born in the 80s and was raised in the 90s, you have to know this show. It's the show Friends.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, a week, a month, even your year. But I'll be there for
Okay, that was a bit weird. I didn't have that queued up yet. I was gonna maybe play it at the end of the show, but I apologize for that, all the listeners out there. But anyway, this show that I am talking about was just actually rated by TV Guide as the 15th funniest sitcom of all time, and it inspired an entire generation of women to go out there and get their hair cut like Rachel. So that now brings me to my guest for this show, Dr. Norman Manson. Welcome to TV Studies 101, Dr. Manson.
Please call me Norman.
Okay. So, you're considered by many to be a huge expert on the show Friends.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, a week, a month, even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Is going on with my stuff here? I apologize for that yet again. I don't know why the theme song played for a second time. Regardless of that, I just want to get back on target here with my guest. He's a fellow professor here at the university where I work, Dr. Norman Manson. And what I really wanted to start off with was talking about the dynamic of the show, which is that it really started off that whole idea of the three guys and the three girls. A lot of shows took that formula and tried to copy it, but they were, not very as
Doctor,
successful.
you keep saying this show.
Right.
What show are you alluding to?
Well, obviously, Norman, I'm talking about the show, you know, that you're an expert in. This is why I had you on the show. I'm obviously talking about Friends.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job's a joke, you broke, your love lost the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, week, your month, even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Alright, this is ridiculous. You're obviously playing the theme song, Norman. It's you who's doing this. Norman. Okay, so you're not going to answer me. So then I'll just move on, and we'll actually get back to what I wanted to talk about. You're a supposed expert anyway, so let's focus. And I'll actually ask you, believe it or not, this is my first question. It's a simple one. I think it's one that the listeners would like to know. What do you believe is the defining episode of Friends? It didn't play. So, okay, so maybe it's not you, Norman. But do you have a defining episode?
Well, Dr. Charles Nichols.
Norman, I told you.
Dr. Nichols.
No, Norman, I told you, you could call me Charles.
A defining moment for me.
Okay.
Is when Gunther graces the screen.
Gunther?
Gunther, he's the guy.
Yeah, I know
behind
who he
the
is.
Coffee counter with platinum hair.
Right. That's what you want to talk about.
I want to talk about Gunther. Yes, he's one of my favorite friends.
But he's not one of them. He's just a little.
Yes, he is.
He's not one of the six.
And what was that? Where did he work again?
Well, he worked at Central Perk. You don't even know.
I thought he worked at the Central Perk.
Wait, I don't know what's going on right now. You mean to tell me that you're not actually an expert on the show, Friends?
I'm an expert on Gunther, and he was on the show, Friends.
Okay, that's basically repeating what I just said, but regardless of that.
But you said. You're not an expert on Friends. I'm an expert on Friends because Gunther is on it.
So you mean to tell me that your focus out of this whole sitcom, that TV Guide just rated as number 15 of all time in the funniest sitcoms that have ever been made, that you focus on just Gunther? That's it?
Yes.
So you're not actually an expert on the whole show, Friends? No, I am not listening to that theme song again. You know, Norman, I know this is obviously you doing this. I don't really know quite exactly why, but I think you're trying to tell me some kind of message. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the professors that I'm friendly with, they don't, I don't know, they look at you like a certain way. They maybe say some things that aren't so kind. So I felt bad for you. So I figured, you know a lot about this show. I'm not going to say the title, because I don't know what you're going to do at the moment. I'll just say, show. Hopefully the listeners know what I'm talking about. And I figured, you know what? I'll have him on, we'll talk about the characters, we'll talk about the history and what the show has done for sitcoms. And out of all of it, you seem to be focused on Gunther. Why are you so focused on Gunther?
Well, we have a lot of striking similarities.
You have similarities to the guy who worked at Central Perk?
Yes.
How?
Well, for one, Gunther lives in his dad's basement. And
wait,
so do I.
Wait, Norman. That was never said on the show, that he lived in his dad's basement.
Trust me, Dr. Charles Nichols. I'm a huge fan. I think I know what's mentioned and what's not.
No, I don't know where you're getting that from.
It was mentioned.
No, I don't think it was, Norman.
It was a backstory.
Norman, did you create this backstory?
Well, I might have. But
you,
I'm pretty sure.
You might have.
I'm pretty sure I sent it in to the creators, and I'm pretty sure they worked it into the episode.
Really? Wow.
You know how Gunther likes Rachel from afar?
Right, of course, sure.
That's kind of how I feel about your wife.
My wife?
Your wife, yeah, your wife.
What does my wife have to do with this?
Your wife Amanda, I...
Yes, wait.
I'm very attracted to her.
Wait, whoa. How do you know my wife's name?
Well, I went into your office when you weren't there, and I saw an envelope on your desk.
Wait.
And I saw her name on it.
Norman, do you know how many wrongs right there you've already committed? You went into my office without me being there.
I knocked.
Oh, gee, thanks. Maybe if, since I didn't answer, that might have given you, I don't know, reason to not go in the office?
Well, now I know for next time.
For next time? So you're thinking about doing it again. Oh, that's great. And then plus, after you went into my office, you looked through my mail?
It was there.
That doesn't give you any reason that you should be looking at my personal stuff.
Personally, I wanted to see if you got that raise that I didn't get.
You know what? Before this gets any more personal...
Did you get it?
You really want to talk about this, Norman? On my pod class.
Well, you're paying me, right?
No. Wait. What is with this... With my guests thinking that I pay you to be on here? It's volunteer.
If I knew that, Dr. Charles Nichols, I wouldn't be on here.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, this is a really great show. You've given us so much information.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
I knew I could be of service.
Oh, yeah, that's been terrific. And I think it's time to move on to the final five.
Hip, hip, hooray.
The final five is simple. Before I end every show, I ask my guests five questions. They could range from specific questions about the show that they're talking about or stuff that's going on in their personal lives that could relate to the show that they're talking about. So, Norman, first question. What made you such an avid fan of Friends?
Well, believe it or not, I never had that many friends.
I'd have never known.
So, I watched Friends to learn how to make friends.
That's one way to go about it.
I thought so.
So that's why you became a fan.
And for Gunther.
Of course. How could I forget?
That was a big draw. A lot of charisma.
Reflections of each other. Question number two. What, in your opinion, made Friends the success it turned out to be?
Gunther.
You know, I had a feeling you were going to say that. So let's just go on through some word association.
All right.
Okay, so basically, I like to do a little bit of word association during the final five. It's usually questions three and four that I do this. And all I'm going to say is one word, and then you tell me the first word that comes to your mind after I say it.
Can it be the second word?
Okay. Question number three. Word association. Ensemble.
I'm thinking of three words right now.
No, Norman. It's supposed to be one word. You know what? Let's just move on. Let's try this again. Question number four. Word association. Friends. No. I am not listening to that theme song anymore. Never again. You actually made me not want to watch this show ever. Ever.
More Gunther for me.
Yeah, you enjoy your Gunther. I can't believe I'm about to do this. But since there's only one question left, and I know exactly how you're going to answer this question, I might as well finish up the final five. Okay, Norman. Question number five. If you could be one character on the show, I'm not going to say the name, which character would you be?
Who is Joey?
Do I look like Alex Trebek? And why, after everything that you've spoken about Gunther, would you pick Joey?
Well, you know how Joey and Chandler have two reclining chairs in their apartment?
Sure, of course. That was a big part of the show.
Well, I have two reclining chairs in my basement.
No kidding.
One is used by me, and the other has been vacant for quite some time.
No surprise there.
I guess what I'm trying to say, the best I know how, is will you be my reclining buddy?
You know, wow. Is it that time already? You know, Norman, I actually have to skip out on my own show early.
Are you going to my house to get the chair warmed up? We have a marathon going tonight.
No, you know, I have a...
Our big friends marathon.
You know, that sounds really terrific and a great time.
I selected all the best Gunther episodes.
Did you now? Wow.
Yeah.
Hell of a time. But I actually have a meeting to go to.
It's 10 o'clock at night. Wait, are you going out with Patrick and Sam?
No. It's not a professional meeting. It's a family meeting.
But professionals will be there.
No. It'll be my family and just my family.
Well, after that, the key to my house is under the doormat, and just come down to the basement. I'll be up for hours.
Okay. You start without me. I'm gonna go now.
But also, can you
finish off the show for me?
Can you bring
Norman?
Amanda?
I'll see you.
Can you bring your wife? Hello? Are you there?